Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
God, this has been the longest and yet weirdest week.
It has been a weird week. We have family traveling from a different continent
to
visit here.
I've been on ball repair.
True, yes.
We have family in town. So.
What do you mean ball repair?
Yeah. Ball repair update. We've hit just over a week, and it doesn't hurt as bad unless I move weird, and it's also itchy. But that might just because I had to shave my pubes super far down.
Yeah, that could be it.
Oh, yeah, that'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I've recorded every day for the past 4 days.
Oh, my God. Can't stop.
Bachman, we didn't record together on Sunday, but we recorded together on Saturday and Monday.
Yeah.
And now Tuesday.
I thought it was hilarious on Sunday when I got... like no more or less than 3 emails showing that Michael joined the Zoom call for the Dear Internet that we rescheduled.
I was like, what's happening?
Where are they?
I keep clicking the button and expecting them to show up.
I watched all of Game of Thrones because I didn't understand what podcast I was doing.
Hey, I wish I didn't do that.
How did your Dear Internet show go?
It was great.
I mean, you know.
We had so much fun.
Did you have fun without us?
I heard that.
We had so much fun.
I kind of heard from a little bird that if I was on, me and Bachman would be the funniest ones on there, you know?
He sent that message to all of us.
What?
Yeah, every single one of us.
Yeah. They were so sad when they found out.
That's funny. Speaking of podcasts, Cast of Thrones, it's back, baby. But not with these two jackasses, am I right, Jennifer and Michael?
I'm not on it.
Instead, it's with this jackass.
Look, that's right, we're swapping jackasses. Nika's tagging in, and Felicia's is cool.
Felicia from Taverns and Caverns, / Hello from the Foaming Tankard, or whatever the fuck it's called. Tales from the Foaming Tankard.
Wow.
Hello from the Magic Tavern is a different show.
That's not affiliated with us.
Mm-hmm. But Michael and I have been on their Patreon, one of their Patreon episodes, and
we did do
Felicia
that.
Was on one of our Patreon episodes. Boom, baby!
Much to think about.
So House of the Dragon is a new song of...
Ice and Fire.
There's so many... There's so many marbles in my mouth, and it's so hard to say words. A Song of Ice and Fire prequel, a.k.a. like 174 years before our good friend Daenerys Targaryen. And episode one is out, which means Cast of Thrones episode one is out, which means you got to go download it. Cast of Thrones, it started all this right here.
That's true.
You know? You
true.
Owe it.
OG, baby.
We don't get anything for doing it other than your laugh, so I don't entirely understand why I'm pushing it so hard.
Yeah, you really are. You're, like, so into it. So you should listen to it.
What do you guys talk about Matt Smith's eyebrows at all?
We
or
do.
No?
A little.
Yeah, a good bit.
Yeah, I need to download it ASAP so I can hear your wig judgments.
Yeah. Me, Nick, and Felicia liked the first episode, so go ahead, listen to what I think, especially if you're on the fence about watching House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to check it out.
Fuck you.
What?
I'm kidding. You're welcome back anytime.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
The miners think that there are creatures called knockers down here.
Are they're kind of like gnomes, but like evil, is that right?
Well, this is, you gotta roll.
Are they invasive or natural species, the knockers?
You gotta roll.
Does it sound like humanoid knocking?
Are they humanoid or monstrous?
Does it sound like the knocking of hands?
Does it have cadence to it, or is it completely random? That's how you tell the difference.
Are they doing shave and a haircut?
Are they native, or are they invasive?
You gotta fucking roll. You have heard, Chuck, that they are hairy little monsters with claws that eat miners.
Oh, no.
And Rourke, you have heard that they are little tricksters who cause trouble, but are generally fine.
Well, I don't think you should be. I don't think you should be here, little Petey.
What could go wrong?
Everything.
Well, don't lose my stuff.
Petey's given off a real ward energy that, you know, and Screech's eyeball and
little Petey, get the fuck out of here.
Seriously?
Yes.
Petey, take this spare grappling hook.
This fake. I know he's fake, and this is make believe. But you're putting this child in so much danger for your little whims,
he
for your little jokes.
He wants to be here.
You're just having a laugh.
I don't care.
Have you ever listened to this podcast?
You guys are so evil.
Okay. Well, Petey's gone.
All right. I head towards the knockers.
You hear up ahead sort of slurping and gobbling noises.
Wait, is it a centipede with tentacles?
No, it's like a centipede. It's okay. Teethy mouth munching down on, looks like, the corpse of some kind. You believe it could be a... It appears to be wearing a little miner's outfit.
So she cuts this off, and then everything just spills out of this leg hole, and its little brain is severed in half. So it just goes...
Ew, you got his bunghole.
Dang, you killed it so hard, you changed his biology.
I cut the thing's head off and stuff it into a sack.
Yes. Make a good team. Would you like to be my ward?
Do you need a dad?
I get those like real rosy cheeks.
So you continue further into the mine.
You know, where it's a dark cave.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like dirt, or is it like all stone? Is it sparkly every now and again from lesser minerals?
Oh, yeah.
You've gone pretty deep now, yeah. Right? So, like, everybody, they cleared out the mines for you because this is a working mine. You've gone down pretty deep. You are, I would say, you're past the point of, you know, where they have, like, what'd you say, sconce? I guess they'd be sconces.
There'd be sconces, yeah.
They put the torch in, right?
I do love the idea of going deeper and deeper to, like, a functioning mine and just whispering, no more sconces, when what we're actually missing is, like, support beams and...
It's, like, the opposite of the tree line whenever you're climbing a mountain. It's the sconce line.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Line, yes.
That's a real thing, listeners. You just learned something today.
Yeah.
Wow. But, yeah, it's sort of like... It's obviously less traveled, but this is still a made by people.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So I believe Chuck just put the head of this beast into his carrying case.
Right.
I'm gonna call it a corpse creepy.
A carry-on crusher.
Now it's my carry-on.
Carrion.
Am I right? You see, it's based off the monster manual actual name for the thing.
Nice.
I hate it, but I love it.
And there is the half-eaten corpse of the little thing. The little ugly creature.
Can we do, like, any... Well, I mean, I guess it's gnawed on, but...
Yeah, I mean,
can
I guess...
Can we investigate it any more? Like, are there any, like... I don't know, other wounds on it? That,
I'll do,
like,
a medicine check. I don't give a crap.
I feel like
crap.
That would be good. Like, see if his throat was slit or something. Who knows? Or if he was, like, very skinny, like he was starving down there or something.
19 to my medicine check.
Oh, my God.
That's a good medicine check.
Thank you.
You note, with a 19, you note that that his leg, his uneaten leg, seems to have been severely broken. So something happened to this fella.
Down in the mines.
Got it. And nothing else of interest, non-medicinally, on his person as I get close, medicine style. Like, he's not clutching a note. That's
a diary.
Like, yeah, an audio log, perhaps.
The last hours of my life before I die.
He doesn't. All of his stuff is clearly, like... not it's like made with, you know, he's probably got like
you can say it's shitty.
Oh, but I don't want to make him feel bad. I guess he's dead.
He's dead.
Don't kick him while he's down.
He's so dead.
Like, he's got like mushrooms on his shoulders.
What?
And like, you know, the skin of some gross little creature covering his junk.
Oh,
and,
so he's,
you know, he's like, But it's all like clearly crappy garbage,
yeah.
But it has been formed to look as if he is a minor.
Gotcha.
Oh, meaning that he was trying to blend in, but maybe was not supposed to be there?
Something like that.
Interesting.
All right, let's go deeper, friends.
Yeah.
Be careful. Don't trip on anything. Drop air.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it. Hard to trip on the ceiling.
I haven't used any of my spell slots yet.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Roll perception.
Oh.
I'd love to. That's another wisdom roll.
When Michael says roll perception, it laughs a little bit.
I hate when he smiles.
I got a 21.
That's so good.
14.
23.
6.
So you guys, you travel a little bit deeper, and both Chuck and Rourke notice something slipping through a small crack. A small creature seems to have just... You saw it out of the corner of your eye, and it went in through a hole.
Gotcha.
Is it a hole big enough we can fit in?
It's pretty small. It would be a very tight squeeze. It's not like a rat hole. Is it bigger than that? But it's, yeah, it looks like it's made for somebody who's no more than 2 feet tall.
Gotcha.
Maybe a knocker's hole.
Like, Chuck could never fit in.
Come on, man. I'm right here.
You just put your big fat arm in there.
Ow! It bit me.
We're not... I call out, we're not here to hurt you. And then I turn around to you guys and wink. Just want to check about the mine. Not safe here.
I want to perch above the hole with two daggers out.
Drop here, don't stab it.
I just want the option to be on the table.
Is that a persuasion? Are you trying to do a persuasion?
Sure.
All right, roll persuasion.
We won't hurt you. We just fended off the beast that ate your friend out here and wanted to make sure that the rest of you were okay.
I got a... I've decided that I'm pretty sure I still have Rourke's... What's your behoozit? Because it's not been that long.
Bardic inspiration.
And I can never find persuasion, but I got a dirty 20 because I rolled a natural 6 on the...
Nice.
The bardic inspiration. Thank you, Rourke.
21 to my stealth roll, Michael, just in case.
Hell yeah.
Okay. You hear...
I speak goblin, if that helps.
It does not appear to be goblin.
I say it what I just said again, but in goblin, just shrug.
Is it undercommon?
It's not undercommon.
Is it draconic? Dwarvish?
Elven?
Elvish?
Not draconic or dwarvish.
Orc?
It's not orc.
Can I just try to mimic that sound back to them?
Sure. Roll performance.
Shit.
I don't think we've ever rolled this much in the first couple minutes of a session.
Okay, well, I rolled a 5 plus a 4. That's a 9, and that does not feel like a success. That feels like it might be a little offensive.
Everyone else can tell that that does not sound like what they said.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you did an offensive accent while saying fuck you, as opposed to just saying fuck you perfectly.
I assume this is what happens, like, when I meow back at our cats, and I'm like, this fucking idiot. She doesn't know anything.
What the fuck?
The only thing I can think, I have a mage hand. Is there anything I can do to, like, indicate towards them that would maybe make them want to come out? Like,
you grasp them.
but that, I don't think that's going to help anything.
Would you, if you saw a conjured glowing hand beckon you, would you follow? After two things that are four times your height have been yelling at you for like 2 minutes now.
Okay, actually, all right. I would like to try to roll intimidation.
Okay.
Michael, can we see deep into this hole with our dark visions?
You can see in there, but it turns pretty quickly.
Gotcha. It's not just like got like a crevice or whatever.
Right.
So I got a 12, and Celine kind of, like, at first looks timid, but then, like, straightens her shoulders back and walks towards the hole and says, don't make me come in there.
You hear,
I don't know what it's saying.
All right, so our options here are, leave, go deeper.
Could I take one of those pumpkin, was it a pumpkin roll? I had some sort of roll that I had in my bag from Lucy. Can I tie it to a piece of rope and like kind of throw it in the hole and try to like pull it through as a gesture of good peace?
Are you trying to lasso it, or are you?
Well,
just...
I'm gonna put the food in the lasso and try to drag the thing out with the.
Oh,
food.
I see the classic.
Hey, a trap.
Yeah.
A horse and carrot. Yeah.
Yeah, the classic dangling a freaking yeah. dollar bill in front of you.
Would you say that this is a persuasion or a deception?
I would like this to be a persuasion because I'm being sweet, and I will give it the treat.
Okay.
I would not deceive it and not give it the treat. I just want to.
And as soon as you can see it, you can start pushing it.
That's true.
And
I can. That's true. I can. I will do that.
Normally, I wouldn't, you know, want to do two persuasions in a row, but I feel like you've come up with such a good reason to allow for this one. So.
And I'm a bard. This is my thing. Persuasion's my deal.
Yeah.
I got it. I hope I don't roll bad.
Let's roll good.
Yeah, I'm just gonna roll really well.
I cast guidance on you. So you get it out of D4.
Hell yeah.
Pretty much before you guys ever roll, ask me to cast guidance on you.
I guess it.
I got a 27.
Yes! Ooh. You didn't even need it. That's my girl.
That is a very good roll. All right, so you throw, what was it, a pumpkin roll or something?
I think it's like some sort of like pumpkin.
I know there were sausage rolls with Lucy.
Sausage rolls, that's what it was.
Oh, sausage rolls. Sausage roll. Rolls.
Okay, so I honestly, I do feel like the knockers will be really into a sausage roll.
Who is it?
Right. You can't.
So you tie a string around a sausage roll and throw it in there, and you're dangling it around a little bit. And you feel it strike. You feel.
Yeah. Okay. I pull the knocker back.
Okay. Can I just say that what I thought was actually happening was that you put the sausage like on the ground and there was a loop around it and that you were gonna snatch them when they touched it.
Oh.
But this is okay. This is because I was like, is that persuasion to get them in a trap? But what you're doing is more persuasion.
This way, it is persuasion. Yeah, it has to follow on its own accord.
I misunderstood. And this is way funnier to make them keep chasing after.
I do think between the three of you, you all intended different things. And I think that's what's beautiful about Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, I intended something negative for sure.
Well, we can definitely shut like something over the trap or over the little like hallway so that it can't crawl back out after it gets the sausage roll.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
My huge leg.
Yeah, you just go stand in front of it.
Yeah.
So you see another small creature. It's less than 2 feet tall. It's
amazing.
Has a weird, gross face. It looks like a potato, and it is carrying a shovel, and has a little miner cap on, and a little backpack with a little roll on it and stuff.
Should I do the telekinetic shove to like pull it?
No, you can't pull. You can only conjure the shove from behind it. It's essentially a pull, but it's, you know, fun.
It can be moved in five feet in any direction.
Yes.
That I request, and I request it to be towards us.
Nice.
And that's a strength check.
Does message use on this? Because it doesn't say what language message is, and since it's technically within their mind, wouldn't you relay the message and then their brain would translate it to their voice?
Message does not do that.
They'll hear it, but they'll hear it in a language they don't understand if they don't understand the language.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would make a cantrip broken powerful, which I think is good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it does speak common, I could legally cast Zone of Truth. Well, I mean, they can't lie, but that doesn't necessarily mean they have to speak common. But
right. Yeah, they don't have to say anything. They aren't compelled to speak by the spell, at least. All right. So do you grab this little guy? What are you doing? He's been shoved.
I mean, we gotta question him, right?
We say in soothing tones, we are not here to hurt you. We just want to talk. Take the sausage roll. I'm crouching down to try to be like on its level. So I'm like very awkwardly hunched. Just like, it's okay.
And you do let him eat the sausage?
Yeah, I give him the sausage roll.
He devours the sausage roll. He just yums that sausage roll right now.
I'll put my leg in front of the hole.
His mouth is like way too big.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like he's like a Canadian from South Park. Like his head just like tilts backwards.
They go side to side.
I guess, Michael, I'll take some of the other miscellaneous food that we bought and didn't nail down and throw that forward as well.
What? Already got plenty. He's so small.
Seems like I never knew what money was. Now I don't want to lose it.
I can't waste it on this little guy.
He's grabbing all the food and just slamming it in his face.
He's going to make himself sick.
That is true. He is.
Hey, little guy, we're not here to hurt you. You cannot run away. But do you understand what we're saying?
He just kind of shrugs at you and just keeps eating.
I take out the head of the carrion crawler, or the corpse creeper, and I point, and then I point to like my mace and kind of like I pantomime bashing it, and then I point to us.
Roll performance.
Oh, you dick. Oh, that was a good roll. And I'm going to keep throwing another 6 of my bard thingoo.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy shit. That is a 23. Thank you so much, Rourke.
Whoa.
His eyes get huge. And he points at you. And then he reaches for your mace. And he's trying to get you to hand him his mace, your mace.
I will put the mace towards him, but I'm not going to let him take it, this little guy.
And then he can't really hold it. It's very, but then he kind of like tries to back, trying to like slap it against the thing's head.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And then I give thumbs up and nod enthusiastically. There you go. There you go.
He goes for a little high five.
And he knows that.
I give it back. He is railgun shot back 37 feet. And we laugh.
he like goes into the the wall.
He makes his own new hole.
Fuck. Yeah.
Screech is still above the hole. It's like, did he come out yet?
You turn a torch on, bud.
Oh, yeah, because he can't see.
Yeah, I can't see shit in here.
We're past the sconce line.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
How else should we pantomime to him, gang?
Yeah, like, I guess, like, what should we even be asking him? Like,
it's better be simple.
Okay, here's the thing. I almost want to take him to the dead one and be like, you know this one?
Nah.
That's kind of fucked up, but I mean, you know, what else are we going to ask him?
I know, well, you know, his friend died.
I guess he'll just, like, start crying. Like, I guess, yeah. Like, what info can we get from him? Or he won't care.
Where do you live?
Like sleep?
Yeah, live.
Like
sleep. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Eat.
Shit.
Now, if you're home, imagine that they're pantomiming all of these things.
We are, yeah.
It's like, you just ripped me out of it.
And if you're home, imagine that Michael just realized he's done a very dumb thing.
Can I do a performance check to ask where do you eat?
Yeah.
Oh, do you mean home, meaning the people not on Twitch?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay, I thought you meant we were asking the knocker, like, okay, imagine someone's inside your house and they're asking where you live, like, here?
No. I mean, I feel like the way we're saying it, you can tell we're pantomiming it.
Yeah. I think I actively was saying the words slower as though that would help the audience.
I got a 16 to mime, where do you sleep?
I got a 10.
I think Rourke is like pantomiming behind me.
I'm just throwing it off. I'm trying, but
I gave Celine guidance with a D4.
Oh, so 18 then.
If he thought a lack of sconces was bad.
Can he tell that I'm asking where he sleeps?
He points at the food he's eating and then he points back through the hole that he had just come through.
I point at my belly. And then I like point in and like and then I
too big.
Tim is putting his hands up in the air confusedly, and then make an X with my arms. And I'm not rolling shit, Michael. I'm telling you, I'm just doing it. You take away what it will.
He looks at you, and then he goes.
I'm like rubbing my belly,
and then he pokes you in the belly,
and I go boo.
I got to say, this creature is sounding a lot like my 4-year-old niece and nephew.
Yeah, this guy is dangerously close to getting adopted, Michael.
He really is.
He goes, and he waves for you to follow him deeper.
We do. We follow him.
Right? Should we put a leash on him just in case?
No, we trust him. We trust him. He's so little. We can catch him.
He's just a little guy.
We'll just trap him again with more food.
Yeah. That's why we got to save it. We can't give it all to him.
Exactly. He'll get a bellyache. He'll hurt himself.
We know that he's treat motivated.
Is this guy, is this guy ward material?
Yes.
He doesn't speak our language, but we'll see.
I feel like maybe more like pet material.
Wow, Jennifer.
What? I mean, I guess he does speak, so I guess not. I guess that was rude of me.
Jennifer's going to get canceled.
That was Celine that said that, not
okay.
Me.
I was like, Jennifer's going to get canceled on TTRPG Twitter.
That was Celine, not me.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
All right. So he leads you down further, and where you find a much larger crack.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
A crack big enough for Chuck?
Michael, did you just say that because I'm bending over tying my shoes?
Okay, does Chuck's crack show though?
No, because right? I have like hella armor on, and I didn't want to ruin the moment. When he touched me, he would just feel like scale mail and stuff like that.
I feel like if you didn't have the like tunic thing on your armors, we'd definitely be able to see it.
There's always a little crack, whether you see it or not. There's always a little crack hanging
out. Don't worry.
All dads have a little butt crack.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's so true.
But a lot of these armors went down to their like
Michael
shins.
Oh my god, I got a lot of butt crack. Are you fucking kidding me?
I shrug, like, do we go in hole?
Yeah. And then Rourke just crawls in, does not wait for anyone.
Ah! Oh. I wanted to go first to see if I could fit, and I take my shield off and my pack.
You're
and,
like, push it through.
And I tie the pack to my leg, and I push the shield forward.
It's a tight fit, but Chucky can just make it.
I get stuck. You gotta rub butter on me.
Celine is like, the dirt, but I go through.
Twitch, if you donate 500 bits, I will fart in the tunnel.
What?
Right at the end. That's why Rourke went first. She's been stuck in the tunnel behind Chuck before, and she fucking knows that's her.
This is the justification for why Jennifer's not going to be here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to. Chuck's going to do a fart eye. So bad that Celine's going to pass out. you're going to see the little like ghost go out of her mouth. You had to bring her back later.
Tunnel farts are real, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Death by Kitten giving the
so I do get
500 bits. So I'm Chuck Farts.
Yeah!
This isn't Tim doesn't want to. Cumbertonian gave also 500.
Oh, it's a stinky one!
Oh, no! Grace Smith falls away!
It's wet!
Now we're in serious shart territory now.
It's like it's echoing in the crack.
Those cheeks are clapping.
It's such a loud fart, a couple rocks fall down.
It sounds like a slow clap. Gas. It's like
Neo Cobalt, no!
This is the worst day of Celine's life.
Celine's hair color changes, I think.
Yeah, actually, it alters white because of trauma. The whole mind starts to. There's like a fucking. What's the word I'm looking for?
Aftershock, earthquake.
Like an earthquake, reverberation.
So, Michael, I don't know whatever little creepy crawly, whatever little puzzle you have down there, but I think we took care of it.
I assume that Celine has straight up passed out.
There should be at least a constitution saving throw.
I think I legally created a volcano because all the methane is trying to escape.
My cough's pretty good, honestly.
And thank God we're past the sconce level.
Oh, guys, uh-oh.
Hey, all right, all that gap.
Well, that's an 11 con saving throw for me. So I feel like I survived, but just barely.
I was sneaking up behind Chuck with a birthday cake to surprise him, but all the candles are out now.
Make wish.
Oh, jeez. Sorry. It's just, I wasn't expecting to have to do an inchworm through here.
I Celine is fully backed out.
I tie Celine to my backpack and drag her out too, which makes a little more toots, toots every single time my inchworm. We're a serious show.
We're such a serious show.
Thankfully, the tunnel opens up a little bit after not too long.
Must have been a barking spider.
And you actually...
I didn't do it. There must have been a crack deeper. And, I gotta go around here, though. And, I can get a leaf real quick. Gotta check something.
Celine's still passed out. I imagine I come to like, what happened?
I saved you.
The memory knocks you out again.
The phantom pain of a fart.
I just start going.
Why are my teeth green?
Oh man!
When the reverberations of the fart go away. You hear what appears to be, at first you think, is that knocking? And then you're like, no, that's drumming.
Oh
no, it's not the knockers.
You hear drumming up ahead.
Oh my God, I need a drummer.
wait, don't run ahead. We don't know what's going to be down here. Just because this guy is being nice doesn't mean they're all going to be nice. My stomach hurts.
What did you eat?
Oh, the Verner's is kicking in.
My gird. Bachman's characters have anachronistic things like GameCube controllers and pagers. Chuck pulls out some stereotypical-ass Pepto-Bismol and starts choking.
Chuck used too small a square of paper towel.
I'm not okay.
So, you're traveling down the tunnel, and it is opening up, and you hear drumming from deeper in.
Didn't we hear drumming before?
You've heard knocking.
This is different.
So this is different, right? It wasn't.
It sounds different. Okay.
It does sound different. Yes.
I tap our new little PD2, and I like point to the sound, and then do a thumbs up, and then it's a big smile, and then point back to little PD2.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that you did call him Little Petey too. Okay.
He does like a little dance. He does a little dance.
All right. I like that.
And he's like giving you big thumbs up as he's doing a little dance.
All right.
Y'all want me to just stealth ahead and check it out?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't see in the dark.
I can't. But they've got to be. They got to have torches.
They don't. They're underground mine creatures.
These might be different.
I trust you. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. What? Did I ever get those glasses?
Not yet. I mean, it's only been 8 days.
Is she with us?
She is with you.
It's fine. Okay. So I'm like, trust me. I'm as quiet as a mouse, and I immediately run into a wall. But away I go.
He found that wall so fast. Oh no, that way.
Too much faith in Dropbear.
How do you, he walked away from the drums? Okay.
What do I feel, Michael?
So the drumming is getting louder and louder. I'm gonna have, since you can't see, and I want to punish you for that somehow. I want you to make a stealth roll at disadvantage.
That's what I was going to suggest, Michael. We're so in tune with each other. So the first one is a 19. The second one is a 20. I mean, unnatural. I roll 20, some consider to be unnatural.
All right, so you sneak further and it's very dark. But then you see what appears to be a fire up ahead. It appears to be a little cook fire.
I want to yell, I told you, but I have to.
See? And I do mean that both ways.
So much self-control.
And there's big mushrooms on a spit that are being roasted. And then there's a bunch of these little guys, and they're all playing drums and dancing around like fucking Ewoks or something.
I was like, this sounds very Ewok, yeah! Which is bad, Michael, because they tried them. I paint myself gold.
I tug on the rope I left behind that I didn't say I left behind. Two tugs to say everything's okay.
Where do you think that rope is? Like, with us?
I have no idea. I can't see it.
He's just like fully pulling towards you.
He's like a priest going to the Holy of Holies. I guess we feel the tug, Michael.
We feel the tug.
We're feeling that tug.
You know, one way or another, you feel that tug.
And we head forward with Little Petey.
Little Petey 2!
Little Petey 2.
Little Petey 1 is hopefully going back.
LP2.
LP2.
Little Petey.
So, when you get close enough, LP2 runs ahead, and sort of, and you see all these little guys. They're all wearing the same sort of outfits, but they definitely are like, some of them are dressed like miners, and some of them are dressed like janitors, and some of them are dressed like, I don't know.
Administrative.
Just go through what the Among Us.
What other things are there?
What do the Among Us dress up as? Are they Fall Guys?
Cops.
Gokus.
Yeah, like that. All of those things. There are some Gokus. And yeah, they're having a little drum party, little drum slash mushroom party.
Hell yeah. This is like the trips we would take to Asheville.
Oh, it's so true. Just here, you smell the patchouli in the air and you just waft. It would carry you to the drum circle.
So are you all just sort of just walking in or?
Very quietly, stealthily.
I feel like I feel like Little P2's got to go like first. Put Little P2 out in front. And you gesture to the head, the decapitated head, like thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah, I will do all of that, Michael, to the corpse creeper.
Okay. As you all sort of emerge from the darkness, you hear like a gasp and all of the little guys sort of like run away from to the other side. They're all like, they just kind of scatter away from you.
Did the drumming stop?
The drumming stopped, yes.
Oh, I was going to say we could start dancing.
We have to send Little Petey forward to speak for us.
Little Petey runs forward, or LP2 runs forward, and he's like, he's yapping in his weird language. And everyone seems to be speaking that sort of language. And then a larger...
Mark, throw more sausage, or if you got any.
I do.
And big smiles, Michael. Big smiles.
Thumbs up.
We're
big
all
smile.
Smiling and thumbs up.
I'm kind of getting confused about all the different things we said, so I do start tapping my belly, I think, because like I did that earlier. That worked.
He liked
that.
Drop Bear starts dancing as if the drums never stopped.
Hell yeah,
yes,
baby.
Yes. Tried to appear non-threatening.
Yeah, lots of neutral body poses, nothing threatening or aggressive.
Yeah.
We all have a different approach. Rourke is like, not trying to make eye contact.
I only look at him with one eye.
Like, this wall is so crazy. It's your art is beautiful. Celine just stops stale like an opossum.
Yeah. I'm just like standing with my arms down, just staring.
Celine, stop hissing.
A larger looking one of these guys.
Large
that's
knocker.
That's wearing a large knocker. He's wearing a big helmet. It's wearing a big round helmet with one dimple on top. He comes out and he goes.
Can I do an insight, like, to try to get, I don't know, maybe a vibe, like the reverse of everything we've been doing? Or does it sound like he's pointing to his belly or giving thumbs up at all, right?
He doesn't point to his belly.
Okay. I'll do a quick insight to see what his just, you know,
his vibe.
Mm-hmm. 26.
He seems very inquisitive. He seems to want to know what your friggin' deal is.
Gotcha.
How did these big people get here?
Can we level up to level 5 right now?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, gang. What do you think?
He goes.
It's like we're just trying to generally explore down here, right? And like we're trying to see.
Unfortunately, if these knockers are causing our capitalist friend Screech to lose money, we have to murder all of them.
Okay,
like the goddamn Pinkertons.
Maybe if I go forward and like.
Why do you think we're evil? I don't understand.
The invisible hand of my fist.
What if I go, because we want to know about the Theonite, right? In the mine.
Yeah.
So should I like go forward and like kind of like gesture to my car on my neck and see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I actually walk towards him, like not like aggressively, but just kind of slowly. And I point at my collar and like do the shrug shoulders like, you know, is that a performance check again?
Sure.
That's a 23.
Nice job. We're rolling great today.
He goes, Theonite.
Theonite. Theonite. Does anyone here speak common?
Oh, I do.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great news.
Oh, you speak. Oh, that's so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Zelina suddenly realizes she's in the front now. And then it's like,
you're doing great.
So, my colleagues.
Welcome to our village.
Thank you so much for hosting us here.
We don't get visitors often here in Tunnelville.
I'm sure it's beautiful in your language.
Well, we are so grateful that you are hosting us now, and we are so grateful to our friend over here for bringing us.
Little Petey Too.
And I gesture to Little Petey Too.
His name is
Bocce Ball.
In our language, that translates to Lil Petey Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I speak common, I mean.
Fuck.
Yeah, no. It's a nickname. We all give each other nicknames. I'm T-Bone.
Petey is a term of endearment and respect.
Yeah. I'm rotten little shitbag.
And the fact that he's Little Petey Too, that's the next level, actually. Can I do a persuasion check?
That's a lie. Do the other one.
Oh, deception?
Deception.
Yeah. That makes sense. All right, fair.
They're the same for me.
Shit.
15.
Sorry, what are you trying to convince him of?
That Little Petey Too is a term of honor.
Yeah, Michael. It's pretty straightforward.
He's one of our dumbest people.
Huh.
people.
Oh, you must be so wise then.
Yeah, we did catch him with sausage and rope. And I point to the carrion crawler as I kind of walk up behind Celine's sweaty form. We killed this weird creature, wanted to see if there's strange things afoot in these mines.
Your character? I wonder. No, it couldn't be. Maybe? I don't.
Well, we did kill it. We did. You can see.
I don't think I killed it. I want to get that out here.
We killed it as a group.
Yeah, I let Lil PD2 believe
I
did it.
Technically, it was Rourke.
But I don't want there to be a problem going forward with the group. We kind of just started the whole thing. It's only been 8 days.
Okay. So, this place is where it's going to collapse. So, and maybe this is why. Maybe you saved us.
So, how do you know that it's going to collapse?
The tunnels, somebody has been digging tunnels.
More tunnels?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
What?
Do you know why they're digging the tunnels?
No. We send out miners and they go and they, some die and some come back and they don't know. They're confused.
Michael, you're gonna lose your home, right?
Can I do a nature or survival check? I say heavily begging for survival to see if you describe this thing as extremely doughy. I think both Tim and Chuck don't believe that this thing can burrow based off your description, but I would like to roll for it.
Roll for it.
I either got a 15 or a 22. I got a 15 nature, 22 survival.
Yeah, you don't think that that thing tunnels.
Not to the extent he's describing.
Right.
And we only found one of them. And no other sign. And I regret to say this, if you're missing another miner, he looked like he broke his leg and was half eaten by this creature.
Oh, no.
Very sad.
Oh.
So you don't know, you don't have any idea who or what is doing the tunneling here?
No, every time we send someone that, like I said, they die or they don't come back or... They get confused. They come back and they say they don't see anything.
If you could point us down the paths where the least amount of people return, we could look for you, and it would be our honor as we have intruded on your area and we have frightened one of your people.
You're saying no, not it's not this guy. You think it's something else?
I have no idea. It just is, I don't know if there's a lot of these, maybe, but I don't feel like this single guy being dead is going to change anything. Oh. You guys agree, right? It was so floppy. You stabbed it and all its goo fell out of its bunghole.
Well, I did rip its leg off.
It was pretty easy to kill, honestly. So I feel doubt that it would be able to do all these tunnels on its own.
Yeah.
Okay. We can show you on one condition.
Well.
Okay.
Two conditions. Never take the first offer.
All right. Big city thinking.
Our tunnels have been cluttered up. We keep finding all this junk metal, and we need someone to take it away.
Oh, what does the metal look like, perchance? Elaine is, shoving herself forward.
He points over to a side passageway, which is glinting with just chunks of theonite.
This is all property of...
we would be happy to take this off of your hands. No problem. I mean, it's a little bit of a problem, but we can do it for you. We can definitely do it.
I'll have a deal.
Do you want to form a union, and then we could pay you to mine these rocks?
I mean, my...
Celine's, like, making the neck chop.
Why? I mean, that solves our problem. The OT and everyone else will ignore Rhymeford if the Theonite flows. Here, the Theonite must flow. It's what we always say. It's on...
I mean, I do want that to happen.
If you came here, Screech, and if you came here, Celine, and you caused an untold number of Theonite to come out... And
who's Screech?
Drop Bear.
I mean, sorry. Why did I say if you came here with that Screech jackass?
All he cares about is the mine.
Wait, didn't you just yell, no, 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 that's not yours?
I did, and you're not sure why. You have no idea why.
Oh, this is my favorite bit. I do love it. I'm just saying, like, because... I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of like whisper so that, sorry, friend, what is your name? And if you have, I don't want to be rude, but we're going to have, I don't want to butcher it and embarrass myself and you.
You can call me Big Petey.
Big Petey, I'm weeping over here. I mean, I don't want to have to kill Big Petey or Little Petey or anyone.
Petey too.
Or displace them. So, all I'm trying to say is these Peteys must be free.
I mean, yeah. You think that would make the mine more functional again?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Then I am 100% behind it.
And then Lucy. We will have to figure out your bugs, because we don't want the bugs to be eating the various Peteys.
What if the bugs help clean out the mine?
No, I've never seen this much... This is Lucy. I have never seen this much Theonite before.
So is that good? Like it's... This has
yeah,
been a
it's
good,
really good.
A good mission, right?
Yeah.
Successful?
Well, it's weird. We're going to take it as good... But we're more confused than ever, in my opinion.
Just if you were to give me, like, not all, but, like, a lot of this Theonite, I could make you some really cool stuff.
We can't carry all of it, so, I mean, we carrying as much as we can back, that seems fine with me.
But the ants can. The ants can carry it. They can carry a lot.
They're not here.
But we could drag it in a... sled type situation, because if all of our weights are together and we put our tarps behind Ooh. Us, our sleeping bags, and put a whole bunch of Theonite in it, we can pull as characters.
We can be like sled dogs.
So much more weight than we can carry.
That is such a good idea, Rourke. You totally know what you're talking about.
I don't think that's
and
true.
I'm with you.
This sounds like embezzlement and it would be a crime.
I could probably make you some like goggles that let you see in the dark.
How much Theonite would it take to do that?
A lot.
I could talk to my buddy Screech and see if he can skim a little off the top.
Well, Screech is not here, so he won't have to know about it. Screech is going to see a big win.
Don't tell him anything.
Big Petey, is there more of this Theonite, which is a word you do know, around here?
Yeah, there's... Wowzer the shit. It's everywhere.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what. On the surface, we really need this stuff. So ideally, you seem to really enjoy drumming, dancing, eating mushrooms. Can I assume you like to mine as well?
They are the four great loves of all of our lives.
The four M's. Macarena, mushroom, mining... I don't know what the fourth.
Matheonite.
Minerals.
And metal.
How about this? What if we get some surface fine flintbeard miner equipment, donate to that you, and then you help us mine this stuff?
I mean, we can talk about it, I guess. Sounds like a cool deal.
I feel like I just made a union of peace. I get level 5, Michael, right now. Okay.
But, you know, there's still the problem with the collapse.
Oh, yeah, we'll figure that out. Maybe? Oh, yeah, maybe not, though.
Oh,
but...
so you're saying we need to get it out, like, soon.
Yeah.
slash stop the things that are causing the cave to collapse.
We're putting the Theonite before the ant here because we should follow where you're pointing us to see what sort of monsters and creepers might exist.
All right, follow me this way.
Okay. We go.
And he brings you deeper into the mine.
I'm really regretting being drop bear right now because I feel like the goggles will be great, but not compared to the huge financial losses that the Revert Mining and Logistics Company is about to take.
It's true. All right. Well, we'll find out what we find out next week.
I love big. I love every Petey in our
show. Yeah, all Petey. All good the Petey.
Big Petey, little Petey, little Petey too. I love them all.
Mid Petey.
There's a mid Petey.
I don't know. Maybe we'll meet him next week.
Then petite Petey.
Petite.
You too can be a petite if you go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. If you are one of the beautiful people at twitch.tv/geeklyinc right now, you can freaking enter the hashtag DRAGONS. Is it DRAGONS or DRAGON?
DRAGONS.
DRAGONS. Dragon,
just
my bad.
Just on Twitch, right?
Bilbo Dragons.
Yeah, Twitch.
Yep, on Twitch, it's hashtag dragon in honor of House of the Dragon.
Yes.
And you can maybe win some beautiful dice. But if you go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark with both an S and an... Oh my god, Chuck's freaking gas is hitting my belly.
No, you're going to have stinky farts.
No, it was coming up, not down.
For now.
You can get 15% off your order at dieharddice.com, and we get a little kissy of it, and that's nice, and we like it.
Yeah, we like it.
Congratulations to Archmage Era. You are the winner of the $50 Die Hard Dice code. You can still enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. Maybe say a nice thing about how much you're so excited about how much Greetings Adventurers podcast has talked about you guys being Die Hard Dice, and tell them we sent you, everyone. On top of you using the offer code, say something nice.
It's nice to be nice.
It is nice.
I love being nice. Just kidding.
Thank you, Die Hard Dice, and thank you everybody for listening in and hanging out. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. And we're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I am personally at Thrifty Nerd. And I also have a crafting channel on the YouTubes where I started doing listen alongs, which has been fun. And I did episode one this weekend.
I saw that. That was cute.
Nice.
Was it good? Did you like it?
People seem to enjoy it. We, you know, we need to redo our opening bit because we did it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we hadn't yet started a campaign two, so we should redo
that. We should just tack on a new one and then have that one too. And then over the course of the next 30 years, just have them like on top of each
just
other.
Add on each one.
But, you know, I laughed. I'm not going to lie. The laughs happened out of my face. So I think we did a good job back then. We had spirit.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we got the...
If nothing else.
We had the spark. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. Like I said, at the top of the show, Nika and I and our friend Felicia from Taverns and Caverns just started back up Cast of Thrones, the OG Geekly show. We're covering House of the Dragon. I'm excited for it. I think you'll like it. Mm-hmm. Episode one was good. And, you know, tell a friend about this podcast. It really does mean a lot. That's probably the number one way that people listen to the show, other than our good-ass SEO due to owning D&D podcast and things of that nature. But it means a lot to us. We have to replace our roofs so often.
Oh, my gosh, our roofs.
And it's hard out there, and it's going to be a cold, cold winter.
Y'all should have moved to my town. There was a hailstorm, and every house here has a new roof.
Oh,
I wish I had that so bad.
Way to friggin' rub it in. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Sheik, and I would love it if you listen to the podcast that I'm doing with Tim called Tribulation Farce. It's about the Left Behind series. We talk about it and read it so you don't have to read it, and you'll finally understand what the heck is wrong with all these people who think this shit is real. That's my plug.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at Nika Howard. I don't know what it is. I also have spicy sites if you follow the links. It's real. It's not a joke.
You can see a foot.
Yeah.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me doing the Game Crimes podcast and the Game Crimes weekly Twitch stream, twitch.tv/gamecrimes. We're going to be fucking around with some melty blood tonight.
That sounds scary. I just, you know, realized that I know what Death by Kitten looks like now.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Isn't it fun to slowly piece
like,
everyone together?
Yeah, now I know what people look like. I know what Cumbertonian looks
like
now.
Mm-hmm. I like know who Cumbertonian is. Oh, it's so exciting. Thank you, everybody.
It's weird.
Love you all so much. Can't wait to see you next week. Until then,
keep it dicey.
Keep it dicey.
So fucking dicey.
Bye.
Yeah, Callan 7, you're at GeeklyCon, right? Kate Vossner, Normandy. We've known Granny Smith Fosterway for...
Yeah, we've been known.
9 on 37 years. Stop and export.
Oh yeah, David wants it quick.
Stop and export.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.